And so tonight we entertain Psalm 123. From Psalm 120 through Psalm 134, we're given 15 psalms, which all begin by saying a song of ascents, A-S-C-E-N-T-S. Though we're not absolutely sure of this meaning, it is very likely that the term ascents was used to refer to one of two times of ascending, going up. Either the term applied to the priest who ascended the 15 stairs in the temple between the court of the women and the court of the Israelites, or the term could apply to the worshipers who ascended Jerusalem's hills as they came to the city for religious festivals. Either way, or both ways, the term applied to a religious going up, to be in the presence of Yahweh, the triune God. And in this going up, the eyes of the worshipers looked up. If not physically, then their eyes looked up in trust and humility, depending on their God for mercy from sin and oppression and guilt and all things that God uses to afflict his proud people, to bring them low, to bring them in trust and prayer to him. Psalm 123 is composed of four simple verses, as you just heard, made of plain, simple words. Altogether, the effect is to say, O Lord, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. Our eyes look to the Lord. Verse 1, to you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Verse 1 is so short, and it's so simple. Our Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of God in power and glory in heaven. He is a king. He is the King of kings, and he is enthroned. He sits on his throne. He is the King of the universe and of all creation, and it is to him that we lift our eyes. It is to him that the psalmist lifts his eyes. It is to him that we trust. It is by him that all things live and breathe and have their being. O Lord, there is none like you. There is none but you. Verse 2. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Behold, we hear that word again. Looky, looky, you unbelievers. We who believe look to the Lord our God, as the eyes of servants look to their masters for provisions, as the eyes of a maid looks to the hand of her mistress for directions and leading. We look to the Lord our God for what we must have. And what we must have is mercy. We must have mercy. For we are lacking on all fronts as we stand before him, covered in sin and guilt, hounded by death and the devil, and undone by our fleshly soul. O Lord, have mercy on us. As long as it takes, O Lord, we will call to you. We know that you are a God of mercy. We know that you will have mercy on us. Verse 3. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. The world scorns and despises us. Those of us who believe in God, the triune God, live in contempt by the world. Those who scorn us know no end to their scorn. With the scorners, either you do not exist at all, Lord, or you exist in the imaginations of their minds in some other form, as some other God. How could you possibly, they say, come into the flesh? They say, can the finite contain the infinite? Hogwash is what you Christians are. Nonsense is what you Christians preach. Make a decision for yourselves, foolish Christians. Decide for yourselves what you will believe. Declare yourselves to be gods. It is as good a declaration as that book, the Bible, the book that you believe is written by the hand and inspiration of a triune God. That is what they say to us. And the world says to us, you will get what you earn. You will get what you deserve. Do you not see that this is the way things work? Why do you look to God for mercy? Does the world give you mercy? Ah, you Christian fools, what are you thinking? Don't you see that the spoils go to the victors? Don't you see that the riches go to those who are strong and smart and righteous? That is the way things work, you foolish Christians. What fools you are. But, O Lord, we are not strong. We are weak and sinful before you. But, O Lord, we are not smart. We make more messes than we have successes. But, O Lord, we are not righteous. We are judged guilty by you. We have no righteousness on our own. O Lord, we have had enough of those who have no fear of you. We have had enough of those who sit in their towers and trust in their wisdom and riches. O Lord, when will you come? When will you come? We look to you. We look to you, O Christ. We look for you, O Christ. Where else can we look for you have the words of eternal life? Where else can we look for you have the words of eternal life? Where else can we go for your great mercy? O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. We know that you are a God of mercy. We will call on you until you have mercy on us. And we know that you have had mercy upon us through the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.